Dear Lord, thank you for grace. Please help us move beyond the hurdles that can trip us up and give us the strength and wisdom to look up and see the hope that is in you, Jesus. Amen. The Blessed Mother began, "It is good that you remind everyone of our presence, the presence of Jesus with Mary and the saints and angels. So often the rosary is prayed rote, quickly, and without attention or feeling. How beautiful it is when everyone is focused on us and is saying the prayer with intention and even emotion. So terrible are the things that are happening in the world right now. We hope to see that every person is truly engaged, praying for the plight of the suffering, saying the rosary with sincere attention while meditating on the mysteries. Dramatically increases the graces in a soul and the strength of the prayer. My dear children, approach me with your petitions with all the authentic emotion and care that you can offer. Even as Scripture says, the fervent prayers of a holy soul has much influence. If you follow these rules, your passion for prayer will increase. And it will not just be a rote prayer you have to pray. Oh, how lovely is the sincere heart that prays with genuine intention and attention. This soul will grow in holiness and get deeper as time goes on. I feel like I should apologize for being so particular because the rosary was moving too fast for us to really think about each mystery." She replied, "Never be ashamed of correcting a situation that is not pleasing to God. If some are offended by that, I will help them come to terms with being led this way. I love each and every one in this room, and many here are called to great things. Great things arise from great prayer, meaning it should have intention and depth. The meditations are a very good help. My children, when you speak to me, speak from your hearts. Allow your feelings to be expressed. This is not a social public speaking event. This is an event of your deepest soul expressing how you feel about me and your brothers and sisters. The heart has many obstacles to prayer sometimes. And if you ask me, I will work diligently with you to remove those obstacles and bring you into a new depth with focal prayer in a group. I know how much some of you love me, and your prayers are an example to others on how very real the rosary can become when you pray it. Not for society or others to hear or make an impression, but with true, pure attention and concern. You are talking with me, who gave birth to the Almighty God. I was never a victim of circumstances. Father God prepared my vessel with the utmost care and took a very long while to do it. There is nothing more humbling to me than this thought. I cannot even comprehend it. So sublime is it. I never presume on it. It is very much an embarrassment and a wonder at the same time. I had nothing to do with it except my consent. The greatness of my Father at times stops me dead in my tracks in wonder that He has chosen me for this incredible honor. I can hardly take a step without feeling the magnificence of His plan and my involvement in it. And so I say to you, you are chosen to bear the Christ child in the world. Please stop and meditate on this tremendous honor. You are chosen to be the mother of Jesus and bring him to the world, just as I was. Your part is not truly lesser than mine. It is the same assignment, except in a different way. If you meditate upon this profound mystery during Advent, you will carry him in a very special way in your heart. And the world will be touched by your devotion, meekness, and sincerity. Preaching is not all about powerful signs and wonders. It is about the anointing, the one who is truly in touch with who they are in the scheme of things, participates in the wonder and glory of the incarnation. During this Advent, I want you all to meditate upon the vision of Jesus in your motherly arms as you take him everywhere you go. If you feel this deeply, your whole personality will be transformed into one very similar to mine. The failing of most Christians to understand who they truly are results in a lowering of themselves that is not healthy humility. Instead, they should meditate upon the supreme treasure as they carry Jesus in their arms to touch a hurting world. Some represent him through art, others music, others writing and singing, and some by their humble demeanor. Which will you be? Whatever your gift, do it with the utmost dignity and devotion. That alone will shine in their hearts, and they will feel his presence within you.